Hey there, welcome to Visit Julian Blog Talk Radio Podcast. Today we're going to be joined by Avery from the Julian Family Fiddle Camp, which is a hidden gem, really, in Julian. Are you there, Avery? Avery? Good morning. We are on Blog Talk Radio doing a podcast for Visit Julian, looking to speak to Avery from the Julian Family Fiddle Camp. Avery, are you with us this morning? Good morning. Avery from Julian Family Fiddle Camp, are you with us? All right, we seem to have some technical difficulties. Stand by. We'll come back and we'll get the show on the road. Thanks so much. We'll talk soon. Good morning. Avery, are you on the line with us?
Hello.
Good morning. Welcome to. Hey there, Avery. Told you it was going to be a learning curve, right?
So what
can
was
you hear
going
me?
On? Were you muted over there? I can hear you now.
No, actually, I think you were muted. So we're still going. So let's just go ahead and start. And my apologies.
Okay.
Like I said, it would be a learning curve. So we have Avery from the Julian Family Fiddle Camp, which is a hidden gem in Julian. I think it's super exciting for more people to learn about the Julian Family Fiddle Camp. So I'm really glad to have you here. So let's talk a little bit about. Go ahead.
No, I just
can you hear me?
I just said thanks. I
okay,
can.
Great.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, absolutely. So let's talk a little bit about the Family Fiddle Camp. The word fiddle could be slightly misleading because I saw that you do all kinds of instruments. So I wanted to talk a little bit about that. So if someone has an instrument that's on that list, they'll find this even more interesting.
Thanks. Yeah, it's referred to as a fiddle camp because basically the common denominator is fiddle tunes. And the distinction between a fiddle and a violin essentially is the type of music that's played, with fiddle tunes almost exclusively being dance tunes of any type of dance, whereas classical stuff can be both dance music but also stuff that's just listened to and quite interesting just from the sound standpoint. But fiddle music gives
sure.
a call to the feet, and it's not just played on fiddles or violins. We teach at this camp some of the traditional instruments used is what's so-called roots music, which would be a guitar, mandolin, banjo. Even we're pulling in the cello and upright bass. And then we also have it's instruction at the camp for vocalists as well. And I'll add that parenthetically, just recently we had someone come forward who is probably one of the country's best chromatic harmonica players, who also plays a great diatonic harmonica. His name is David Nadich, and he's going to be teaching some workshops as well. So we've got
exciting.
And it should be something for, I like to think, something for everyone.
So in 2022, what are the dates of the camp?
May 4th through the 8th, which is a Wednesday through a Sunday. We culminate on Mother's Day.
Awesome. And where is the camp actually located? And tell us a little bit about what people would experience while they're at the camp as far as the location goes.
Well, the location is a little bit north of town center at the Catholic Family Retreat Center known as Whispering Winds,
mm-hmm.
which is kind of an upscale facility. We, as you may recall, we were at Camp Cedar Glen, which is on the other side of town, for about 9 years, and we
mm-hmm.
moved to Whispering Winds, one, because they had some available time that was convenient for us, and
uh-huh.
two, it's a little bit more upscale. It provides a little larger performance area and then more classroom space. So we went with that, And so it will be our first year there, kind of reigniting, if you would, after the so-called COVID years. And
right.
It offers like variety of bunkhouses, if you would. Some of the rooms are two people, some four people, and then larger numbers. And then spaces for people to either pitch a tent or park their RV. And, of course, you know Julian as well as I do. And, in fact, I think I recently referred somebody to you, wanted to stay in one of the motels. So the Chamber does a good job of letting people know those kinds of resources that are available. So, yeah, we're
awesome.
Off and running.
Yeah, Whispering Winds is great.
I'm real happy about it. And new things require, you know, you talked earlier about a learning curve. So it's a learning curve for Whispering Winds, and it's a learning for in terms of hosting the camp, and it's a learning curve for us dealing with the new facility. But it should be great. I'm looking forward to it.
That's awesome. Yeah, Whispering Winds is a great location. And people may be familiar with them because they open up limited availability when it snows, and people can really enjoy that place. And I know they have a lot of really great retreats there. So learning curve for the fiddle camp, but they are schooled for sure in having large groups there and facilitating all the needs of a large group. So that's really awesome. So you said something I hadn't heard before, and I'm going to remember it, and I just want to repeat it, is that fiddle is a call to the feet. And I think that just sounds so fun and so uplifting, and I think that's a really awesome thing. So I just wanted to repeat it so that people would remember that fiddle is a call to the feet. I think that's really awesome. I've seen also when you guys have done some performances that there's some small little pieces of wood that people stand on when they're fiddling, and that explains that for sure. Absolutely.
Yeah, what you were at probably one of the performances where we've had dance instructors there teaching pretty much what they call Appalachian step or flatfoot dancing. And then also the whole Canadian fiddling tradition. More often than not, the Canadians, when they're fiddling, they're also dancing. It's really quite interesting, you know. I mean, all these various big parts of their body are moving. But we have, if I'm not mistaken, I think I sent you some pics, pictures that may or may not be shown on the website.
They are. They're already showing.
Good. Good.
Yeah.
I see them now. And if what I'm seeing and they're cycling through at the same time, one of them will be of people at our welcome dance, which we do on Wednesday. And that's some of the instructors and some of the people who come to the camp. We start playing music, and oftentimes either somebody from town, somebody from Fort Cross might come and call some barn dance tunes or some of the barn dance steps. Or one of the instructors who knows how to do that will be doing it. So we get people up and dancing right away. Primarily, I mean, it's fun, but it breaks the ice and people start to feel a little bit more comfortable. There's the picture on site now. And so people start feeling much more comfortable and willing to interact, I think, a little bit more personally with others from the camp or at the camp right away. And that's kind of the objective. We kind of build this cocoon, if you would, so people start socially interacting and musically interacting, and take a lot of that away from the camp with them so that they've got a lot of friends thereafter and start playing more music afterwards.
Oh, that's great. Yeah, camps in general have that kind of feeling of gaining lifelong friends and lifelong memories, and you incorporate music and dance into that, and it's just an absolute winning combination. That's just, I don't know, I'm excited about it, hearing you talk about it. That's really great.
Thanks. The other thing I want to be sure to say, I mean, I realize that you and I have known each other for quite a number of years, but it's kind
sure.
of just another example of how when I first conceived of doing the camp probably about a dozen years ago, the first thing I felt I needed to do was introduce myself to members of the Merchants Association to at least inform them of the intent and try over time to win some support. And I can't believe it or not, I am almost, I'm usually not short for words, but I'm almost speechless. I have a hard time finding words to describe the warmth with which the Julian community came to embrace the fiddle camp. I mean, I don't mean to go on about this too much, but from the folks with Sage Realty to Deborah Kirsch and Allison Petros with the Deborah's Realty Place and Patty with Beadworks and the Stamets family, Anita Nichols and Mom's Pies, Dell and Dennis Delgado and the Candy Basket, Ed and Dawn Glass. I mean, these aren't just, you know, merchants, but these have become good friends of mine. And
sure.
I'm so proud for a memory challenged person like me to be able to recall their names at hand, because they've just been extremely supportive. And then if I go on, I think of the Copeland family and of course Merrill Parker and Greg Parker, the Elisaras
and Elisaras
and Cantors.
Uh-huh.
Sure. And then and recently a real good friend, Judy Kemp, has stepped forward to be a big supporter. Just personally, people have just, they want to see that not only the camp succeed, but they've invested in it emotionally as myself. So when, I think you've heard me say that it's called the Julian Family Fiddle Camp, not Avery Ellisman, excuse me, not the Avery Ellisman Fiddle Camp, because it's really just an exponent of Julian. And they just participated in ways that I could never have anticipated, and it's really a labor of love on the part of a lot of people. So much so, in fact, that when we, it's not only that the people who come to learn the music have a good time, but the instructors have a good time, and they're so warmly received that the word amongst the top level, top tier musicians is, oh, you gotta see if you can get to teach at the Julian Family Fiddle Camp, because when these folks come, it's almost like on their beds is a basket that is of little Julian trinkets and stuff from the various merchants. So they get a warm reception, the likes of which they've never gotten before. And this is something that Lisa Copeland puts together, and various merchants contribute. It's just a wonderful thing to do. And then all of the people who come to the camp, Anita Nichols, she would be teaching like Anita Nichols with Mom's Pies, teaching pie making and just all kinds of different things that go on, which are exemplative of our warm community in Julian. So
that's so
it
fantastic.
Is truly a Julian exponent.
That's great.
I see cycling up there. I did the picture of the Julian Flash Jam, and you probably recall that one of the things I wanted to do, since part of my attraction for doing the camp in Julian was the fact that it's such a lovely community, and I had just great recall of my experiences of the old Julian Banjo and Fiddle Contest, which sort of faded out and then through some effort recently we reignited it. But that was a touchstone, as I said, for a lot of people, a lot of musicians down the hill and countywide to come up to Julian and enjoy the ambiance, et cetera. So we... I wanted to bring the people who are going to these little isolated areas, whether it be Camp Cedar Glen in the past or Whispering Winds, to come into town and experience the town. And so I thought of doing what is called a flash jam to culminate the camp. So when camp finishes on Sunday, those people who can, they stay after, and at around 2 o'clock we do a jam at the steps of Town Hall. At least we start there, and about 100 people from down the hill or from the other parts of the county, if not even Orange and L.A., they come and they participate. So the picture that it gets cycles through here is of one of those Sunday so-called flash jams. And I bet it be known through social media and emails, the three or four tunes that we're going to be doing, so everybody's kind of keyed in. They make sure that everybody at the camp, all the instructors at the camp, make sure that all their students know at least these three or four tunes. So right at the stroke of two, usually we're greeted by the then acting mayor or president of the chamber. Mike McGeaney used to do it. They're greeted at 2 o'clock, and we fire right off and start playing four tunes, just one after the other. And then we march from the town hall steps, usually across the street to that little alcove where the candy basket is, and back over to where the warm hearth is, and mm-hmm. this is kind of we're zigzagging across Main Street, but it's just really a hoot. And it's just, you know, cars are stopping and stuff, but as you can imagine, fiddle music and Julian just fit hand in glove. And so it's just been a wonderful, fun thing to do, and people who aren't in the fiddle camp to come up to hear them, to participate in the Flash Jam love it, and of course the visitors and tourists, they love it, and the merchants love it too, because we're marching to their shops mm-hmm. and people might get a meal here, buy a trinket there. It's a cliche, it's a win-win for everybody.
Absolutely. I've actually witnessed a Flash Jam in Julian, and I thought just what fun and what joy. And I think it's such an awesome surprise for those who just happen upon it. They're in Julian, and they're here for the day for whatever drew them here. And yet they get treated to this amazing call to the feet. And the excitement and the sound and the joy, I think it creates this a memory and a spark, and the Flash Jams are just so much fun. And I also know, for those who might be interested, there are a few that have made their way to YouTube, and maybe I can add to the show notes, if I can find one of those videos, a link to a Flash Jam, just so they can see a little bit of what that's about. So even after the episode, I'll go back, and if I find a link to a YouTube Flash Jam video, I'll be sure to add it to the show notes. Because it's something to see and something to hear, for sure. Absolutely amazing.
Well, I would put a call out to any of the, not just the listeners, but any of the friends that listeners may have, not only to, we have concerts at open to the public at the Fiddle Camp on Friday and Saturday night. And so in the chamber, we'll have information about that, because you basically serve
right.
in some ways
mm-hmm.
as Ticketron for that.
Absolutely.
But aside from that, the invite is extended to anybody and everybody who enjoys listening to that kind of music. More importantly, participating and playing that kind of music. Come up on Mother's Day, May 8th at 2:00, and be ready. If you have questions as to what the tunes are that we're going to play, then through you, they can get my contact information, or maybe I'll let you know.
Mm-hmm.
And the more the merrier. That's just, it's a happening, you know, and it's the kind of happening.
It is, absolutely.
I dare say that
yeah.
we and Julian would really like to have, because it just is fun. It's hard not to enjoy acoustic musicians playing bluegrass or old-time music. It's not loud, it's not rock and roll, which, of course, won't have any problem with it, but that requires amplification, and it could be sometimes
sure.
a little in your face. This is different. The ages are anywhere from 6 to 96. You know, everybody and everybody can participate. And that's another attraction about this kind of music. It's really participatory, as opposed to something that you're just inclined to sit back and listen to.
Absolutely. Yeah, I like I said, having experienced the Flash Jam, it was a lot of fun. And I know that there are many locals who enjoy coming to the concerts as well. And they are always buzzing about them afterwards and talking about what a great time they had. So the concerts are something that I know bring also, I guess my word of the day is joy, because it's a joyful sound, and it's a something that people will carry with them long after enjoying the music, I think, for sure.
I'm glad to hear that. You know, I direct, I produce, and I invest not only a lot of time and energy, but significant amount of money. I just commit a lot of personal funds to making this thing happen. And of course, I don't like to lose any money. But what's happened is that from the outset, I committed to bringing some really good performers/instructors to the camp. And I said, I think it's even in a video on the website, you know, there's nothing that fosters success like success, meaning that if I have a good first year and I have good first year performers, the word of mouth goes out. And nothing is more effective in promoting something than word of mouth. You're going to believe your friends more than
right.
you believe a glitzy website. At least I would hope you would, because it's easier
sure,
to make
sure.
a glitzy website. So we had good performers, but unfortunately, or perhaps fortunately, the bar was set pretty high even at the first year. And so I had to at least keep trying to hit that mark. I got to say this year, 2022, it's jumped up quite a number of notches. I've managed to acquire the instruction and the performance of a man by the name of Bruce Molsky, who is bar none the most well-known, most well-respected traditional old-time fiddler in North America. And I've been trying to get him for years. And so he's finally decided to come. And then one of perhaps the top five mandolin, if not top three mandolin players and most well-known in North America is a man by the name of John Reichman, who's Canadian, actually. And I never had the courage to ask him because I knew he was so busy, and I probably wouldn't have been able to afford him anyhow. So, you know, what has happened is that as difficult as COVID has been for all of us, it's perhaps been more difficult for professional musicians because so many of them have been out of work. So I decided to go for it, you know, and so I've been able to acquire these guys, and as well as a great guitarist by the name of Tyler Grant, and a great banjo player, Patrick Sauber. The list goes on, and I know that we're running out of time, but this is probably the most powerhouse list of instructors to ever teach at the camp, which means we're also going to have phenomenal performances on Friday and Saturday night.
Concerts are going to be out of this world.
That's right. That's right. So that should be just a lot of fun, a lot of great opportunity for the locals. But now a lot of people are coming up the hill for the concerts, too. So it's likely to be standing room only, I would assume, both nights.
Wow. That's such great news for the camp and for all those who get to come up to Julian or those who are already in Julian to get tickets and see the performance. Absolutely. Or performances. Luckily, there's not just one. There's two chances to get to enjoy the performances along with then the flash jam at 2:00 in Julian on Mother's Day. So there's a lot of opportunity for people to get to enjoy what you're producing at this camp. That's just so fantastic.
Thanks.
Yeah, awesome news. I will make sure, and I'm sure if you're looking at it right there, that the information on your website and social media are there for those who are interested. They can click and learn more information. As you said, as the time gets closer, if people are interested in tickets, they can reach out to us at the chamber office and we'll help facilitate the purchase of those tickets so that you have a full house to enjoy the performances that you guys are going to put on.
Great. I'll also mention that while the camp is in May, we are about half full in terms of registrants for taking the classes. Again, we teach guitar, mandolin, fiddle, banjo, cello, bass, and vocals. And those who are interested in some of the workshops for diatonic harmonica, they're welcome to come too. The registration would be through the website, familyfiddlecamp.com. And if you feel free to post my phone number. If people have any questions, they can call me directly. I'm the chief cook and bottle washer, and I answer all the calls. I would be glad to entertain any questions that anybody has, whether the camp is suited for them or for their children. Again, we have all ages. The only common denominator is music. The classes have people of all ages and walks of life. And it's just multi-intergenerational, and that's the way I wanted it. That's the way it is. It's exciting for a lot of reasons, but this is a place where music is what floats the boat of everybody there.
Right. Now, in the last minute or so that we have here, if we could talk a little bit about who comes to the camp, like, because I know it's called Family Fiddle, but do parents and kids come? Talk a little bit about that as briefly as we can until we wind up here.
Sure. It's called a Family Fiddle Camp because it's meant to, again, cut across the ages. There are historically been families of three generations that have come to the camp. Maybe the grandpa or grandma plays the fiddle or dulcimer or something, and the parents play, one plays guitar, other stand up bass. It's not necessarily for family bands, but it's just that different families have integrated or pursue music to some level or another, and pretty much all sure. ages can participate. And so that's really it, and I encourage it. The other aspect of that is it's not a drop-off camp where you can drop your son or your daughter off and we assume responsibility for them. It just doesn't happen. The liability for something like that is too great, and it's not.
No,
it's
sure,
not
absolutely. I just wanted people to get a full scope. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, awesome.
So if they go to the website and they see some pictures, they'll see pictures from some of the classrooms, whether they be indoor and outdoor, and they'll see there's people of all ages there. And it's not uncommon for a 10-year-old to be teaching a 60-year-old a tune, because that's it's the oral tradition, if you would. People don't necessarily learn the music by the tunes by sheet music. They learn it by one note at a time or one measure at
right.
a time, being one person playing and the other listening. So that's what they can experience. The age is not relevant. Sometimes it can be parent to child. Sometimes it can be somebody in your class. The age of the person who's teaching or who's learning varies, and the
sure.
classrooms provide the structure. So it's all generations. I think on your site you can see one of the pictures of the end of the class or end of the camp where all the people are there. And if you look at that, you see the various ages, various heights, various shapes and colors of the people. It's it cuts
That's
across
awesome.
All socioeconomic things. And that's kind of the way I wanted it. I think it's kind of the way that, Julian as a community pretty much prides itself in being open to all comers and having historic members of all shades, if you would. And so if any small town is going to do a fiddle camp that has those objectives, it seems to me that Julian's the perfect site. And I'm just proud
that's
to be
awesome.
An exponent of that.
Awesome. Thank you so much for joining me today to talk about the Family Fiddle Camp, and we'll make sure that we're as supportive as possible and provide as much information to the public as possible. Thanks so much, Avery.
Thank you, Robin. Be well.
Take care. You as well.